cranking. This is truly attitude adjustment, Rob. We have one of my favorite people in the whole wide world here in front of me.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
She didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Kelly Nelson, you're the executive editor of Sport Aviation Magazine, who we were talking up in the last segment majorly, because we had the Breezy pilot in here.
Oh, yeah. And that was a good story.
That was a good story and a phenomenal cover. We talked about how they shot that. So very exciting stuff. But you're also here because you've got some terrific information about Women Venture and Women Soar and all kinds of things that are happening at Air Venture.
Yeah, that's one of the other hats I wear, is heading up the Women Venture efforts here for Air Venture 2018 and beyond. We're working on Air Venture or Women Venture 2.0, so we're really excited about.
There's going to be a 2.0?
We kind of hope so. We're really hoping to. It's been very popular. If you haven't noticed, the crowd is growing every year on Boeing Plaza. So we're really looking for additional ways that we can kind of bring this excitement to some year-round activities.
So why don't you tell some of the listeners that may not be as familiar with Women Venture as others?
Sure.
Or Women Soar, I should say.
Well, actually, they're two separate programs.
Yes, I'm sorry.
They're two.
See, that shows you how unfamiliar I am.
Well, let me teach you then.
Okay.
So Women Venture is in its 11th year, and this started out as a great photo op on the plaza. We really wanted to show kind of the strength in numbers and really illustrate how many women there are in aviation. There's not a lot of us, but there are quite a few of us here, as you might imagine. So we started with kind of a humble group of 700 to 800, and now in the course of the 11 years, we're definitely seeing over 1,000 women join us on the plaza. We've also expanded some of our events to include a social on Monday night. The 99s host a dinner on Tuesday night. WI hosts our breakfast that kicks things off on Wednesday, because that's our real big day. And we added the power lunch a few years ago. So really, all morning on Wednesday, you can be with your Women in Aviation crew out here. And that's the day that we're wearing our shirts. So we give away a complimentary T-shirt to those who participate in the photo.
A lovely shirt. I like the color this year. It's
yes.
kind of a dusty red.
It's a nice heathered red. It's a very soft women's cut T-shirt. And from what I hear, they are going fast. There were significant lines this morning at the Welcome Center.
I had to stand in a line in the booth to get my shirt this morning. I just want to tell you.
I did not, so I apologize.
That's okay. You're in charge.
But I hear that they are going fast, and the updates that I've gotten recently, I mean, the exhibits only opened 2 hours ago. And from what I hear, the sizes are severely depleted. So I do apologize. And we look at that every year. You know, you can never guess what sizes are going to go first and how many people are going to be here. And, you know, like I said, we see about 1,000 or a little more than 1,000 women in the photo. We have 2,200 T-shirts. So my thing is always, until I see 2,200 women in that photo, we are not getting more T-shirts. But I think this might be the year.
No, I understand.
I mean,
completely.
If Monday morning we are running out of T-shirts,
we
got to
count heads in the photo. We get a ballpark figure. We've never actually counted heads, but we know roughly how many people it takes to fill Boeing Plaza, right?
Right.
And we fill it.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can safely say we are meeting the demand here, and women are turning out, which is exciting. The whole purpose of this was to unite women and give the younger women something to inspire them, help them find mentors who can share their aviation journeys and show them that, yes, you might be the only woman at your airport, but when you come here, you're not alone. You're among friends, and everybody's super supportive and excited to see you. And we've really seen that spirit kind
Absolutely.
Of evolve over these last couple of years. The friendships that have been made and the people who unite here every year on the plaza for that photo, it's a pretty stunning visual.
And more important even than that is that there are a lot of young girls who think, well, girls don't do that. But then when they come here and they see so many women who are doing it, it changes their paradigm. Mm-hmm. And that's where Women Soar, You Soar comes in too.
Right. So those girls also participate in our photo, and the Women Soar, You Soar program is a day camp for high school age girls. And we pair them with mentors who are already working in the aviation industry. So if they're thinking, I might like to be an engineer, but I don't know how you do that, we'll pair them with a female engineer working in aviation who can share her career path and what she would what she would, what advice she would give for somebody who's looking to seek that kind of an opportunity. Same things with astronauts and pilots and all of the things that go into the aviation industry. We have women who volunteered to spend 4 days with these
so
high
cool.
school age girls.
Oh, yeah. It really
and
is.
It works it because works. I have an industrial engineer who, as a teenager, came and at the very beginning of Women Soar, You Soar, she participated. She participated at Kid Venture. She was a volunteer. And it allowed her to see that there were girls and women doing this. Mm-hmm. She was an odd person out. And even though she was one girl in a class of 45 in her engineering class at high school, she could come here. Mm-hmm. And she was not one girl.
And those connections last year round as well. The mentors stay in touch with these girls as they go on and start choosing colleges or programs to go into, write letters of recommendation for them. Now that that program is quite a few more years, it's in its 13th year, a lot of the girls from the beginning have gone on and pursued degrees and now work in the aviation industry because of the contacts that they made here as part of this program.
And do they come back as mentors?
Yeah. Oh, they come back as mentors. So they write in and share their stories. I mean, it's really powerful stuff. And at the core of it all is these girls just needed to see someone like them doing what they want to do. And that's all they needed to, that's all the motivation they needed to carry on. And
it's a fun industry. It really is.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We started in it for different reasons, but I mean now we are so short of people, and to find out that people are interested and they go, I didn't know I could do that.
Why did you start in aviation? Different reasons. What different reasons?
Well, no, I meant
I'm teasing
generically. I mean, we just wanted to fly airplanes.
It all starts with
and
the
we
love
all knew
of an
that,
airplane.
Though.
She wanted
but
to fly
we
a
meet
tail
these
dragger.
People.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
what keeps us here.
That is what keeps us here. It is definitely a friends and family kind of thing.
And
I would agree
need
with
more
you completely.
Of that. All for men. And, I'm sorry, for men and women.
Oh, I mean, we agree
just, absolutely.
It's just so heartwarming to me to see people taking time to work with young people and say, no, really, this is a, and then they show them some of what they can do and
yeah.
how they got there and what the what
and
schools
such a
they
strong
went
part
to
of the
and,
EAA culture.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think anyone on this on the grounds would have a story like that of somebody who turned around and said, here, come follow me.
Yeah.
Well, and that's your day job too, if you stop and think about it. That magazine, that is the story of the members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get to tell a lot of those stories, and that's the fun part for me is just getting to hear and share those stories.
And you have such great photography in that magazine.
Yeah. We do.
I love it since you went to the, because it's a bigger format now than it was, I forgot when it changed. But.
Yeah, about 2010 is when we shifted. So it's been
I
around a while
I remember when
now.
It changed.
Yeah.
There was a lot that went into that change.
And we were very nervous about it. You know, I mean, anytime you make a big change like that, you worry about, ooh, what's everyone going to think? And it's been overwhelmingly positive. And we do get to display our photos in just a much bigger, nicer space.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love that?
It becomes like National Geographic. You want to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you have any women, even young ladies, that come to this and say, you know, I thought about it, and I just don't know if this is for me. I mean, does it happen very often? Or
I don't think it happens very often. And a lot of times, these girls who find us are referred from somebody, you know, it and that, again, speaks to the power of our community and our network, because it'll be, you know, somebody talks to somebody at their local chapter and their chapter says, well, come with me to Oshkosh and we can do this. And so they've already kind of shown some sort of interest before they get here. So definitely haven't heard many of any stories of anybody who said,
that's
I'll pass.
Great.
One thing, though, that I should clarify is that Women Venture and Women Soar, You Soar is so much more than just looking for pilots. This is about looking for people who want to do anything in aviation.
Absolutely.
And that's why you don't see people who are not interested or more interested when they leave than when they started.
That's
because
true.
We're not just looking for mechanics or just looking for pilots.
Right.
We're looking to absolutely create the idea that I could have a career that would be a blast in aviation. And you're like a poster boy for that, because you've done like everything you could do in aviation.
Except I'm not a lady.
Well, you know, we're not. We don't discriminate, honey.
That's okay.
Except for in the picture, but
yeah,
that's
you can't get a T-shirt, but it's women's cut anyway. That found it to not be as flattering.
He's got a daughter.
That's true. Yes, and I. But you're right. I mean, we're looking for engineers. We're looking for traffic controllers. We're looking for people that are going to help design the next phase of aviation that we may not even know anything about at this point.
IT specialists.
There's no end to, and that's one of the things that I love kind of about my personal journey is I started out as a journalism student and didn't know aviation wasn't on the radar in the way that it is now, you know. So, you know, it was kind of an evolution for me. I was able to blend my passion and profession and find my way into aviation and be a part of this community. And I'm just a magazine editor. You know,
there you go. But a good one.
But you know, there's a lot of opportunity and variety.
Can you tell people where they can find the shirts on the field, Women Venture Online, Women Soar You Soar information?
Absolutely. So eaa.org/womenventure will give you the full schedule. You can register for the meal events. And the T-shirts are available at the Welcome Center, the WAI booth, and the 99s booth. They're first come, first serve. So be patient with whatever is left. And my apologies. We'll order more next year.
Excellent. I love that. Kelly Nelson, thank you so much for taking the time to come over to EAA Radio and talk with us today.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.